When it comes to manga, prejudices can abound. For one thing, many readers harbor prejudices about these graphic novels, which originated in Japan more than a century ago. A typical manga plot, according to these fixed ideas, is sentimental fantasy at best and antisocial when taken to extreme. Welcome to Copyright Clearance and its podcast series. I'm Christopher Keneally for Beyond the Book. Prejudging manga would mean missing a great deal in an art form that enjoys a massive global audience. In Japan alone, popular titles can sell many millions of copies. Apart from treasure hunts and battles with monsters, there are manga romances, of course, including the same-sex subgenres called yaoi and yuri. And women have long played an important part, as readers as well as authors. In his ongoing program celebrating the International Women of Manga, Los Angeles-based manga publisher Tokyopop has recently published Breath of Flowers by Paris artist Callie. Its characters live in a teen world of school sports, school bullies, and classmate crushes, but the story pulls these traditional themes in unexpected and very contemporary directions. Callie joins me now from Paris. Welcome to Beyond the Book. Bienvenue.
Merci. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, we look forward to chatting with you. We have been following a variety of manga artists in recent months who are spotlighted in the Tokyopop series, International Women of Manga. And so it's a real pleasure to have you join us in that series. And I suppose we want to ask you first to describe the plot, the story of Breath of Flowers, but don't give away too much.
Okay, so the plot is about Azami. She is a young girl who believes in a love story, as in fairy tales. She thinks that her Prince Charming is Gwyn, a boy of her high school, just a little older than her, intelligent, sporty, and attractive. And the good day, according to her horoscope to make a declaration, she is going to find him at the exit of the locker room. But she will discover something that will radically change our vision of love.
Well, that's right. And I suppose we have to tell people what that discovery is. So this Prince Charming is not exactly what he seems to be.
Yes, because her Prince Charming is actually a girl. So she has to think about her feelings and change her mind.
Right, and Gwyn is a very interesting character, this Prince Charming who is not what he or she seems. She has very emotional reasons for choosing to cross over from being a woman to a man. Tell us a little bit about that and what your objectives were in telling this story.
Oh, so my first objective is to write a fresh and positive love story. Because my previous comic is just about friendship, and I wanted to try another kind of story. So I created the main characters, Azami and Gwyn, two girls, and I saw what it should be, a boy and a girl. I can't watch by two girls, it's still a love story. So I have two really strong characters, but two very sensitive too.
So you have these two characters, as you say, very strong characters, but very sensitive characters too. And they really learn a lot in the story. They learn about other people and the surprises that other people can always bring to your life. But they also learn about themselves.
Yeah, a lot. They, both of them, learn about herself, about their feeling, about be a girl, or be someone in this society, and be in couple when you are two girls, all this kind of thing.
Right, and so they obviously are struggling with these feelings at an age when those kinds of struggles are just so much more important than they ever are at other times in our lives. It's also important that we are at a contemporary moment when definitions of sexuality and gender are very fluid right now.
Yeah, but I didn't imagine my story as a committed story at the beginning. But after the release of the first volume, I realized that presenting a love story between two girls as a normal love story, as it should always be, is a form of commitment.
And do you see manga, you've been a manga artist for a number of years, Kelly. Do you see manga as an important way to reach readers, especially young readers? And it seems it's your book and other books like it are a way for them to reflect on similar situations in their own lives.
I assume so, because at my first experience, I learned a lot of things thanks to my favorite manga, simply about Japanese culture, for example, or vocabulary. Or when you read a manga, you can meet so much character. Some of them are like you, and others are completely different, but it can help you to understand them. And with Breath of Flower, during signing, I met several young people who could identify themselves to my character, especially Green, because she is a character who wonders about her identity and who tries to find herself despite what others think she is. And those readers told me that thanks to me, they could find characters like them in a manga story.
And so you must be hoping then that readers will draw some lessons from the plot, from the ways that these two characters, Azumi and Gwyn, work out all these problems they face.
Yeah, I think you could draw lessons, but first of all, I hope readers have good time reading this story, because the fiction can be just for fun. If you learn a lesson or something good, it's even better, but you can also read it to have a good time. And if there is a lesson to draw that important thing in my manga to remember is to be yourself and feel good about yourself. Don't let others define who you are, because if you try to be like others see you and think you are, you will end up losing yourself and being hurt.
So as a way to round this out, because we are talking about the women of manga that are featured in Tokyo Pop, tell us about what it's like to be a manga artist who is a woman. What are some challenges you feel you faced, and how do you overcome them? And I wonder, too, whether you think the situation is any different in France or in Europe than it may be in the United States or Japan.
Yeah. Until today, I have not seen really difference as a woman, because my publisher don't make any difference. I could draw any kind of story. So I'm not sure about how can I answer to this question. Because, for example, my future new comic will be in another genre of story. So I could draw and write about whatever I want.
So, Kelly, you feel then that you're free to write in whichever direction you care to take your stories?
Yes, exactly.
Well, we have been speaking today with Paris-based artist and manga creator Kelly, whose new book, Breath of Flowers, has just been published by Tokyo Pop. Kelly, thank you so much for joining us today on Beyond the Book.
Thank you so much.
Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center. Our co-producer and recording engineer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. Subscribe to the program wherever you go for podcasts and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. The complete Beyond the Book podcast archive is available at beyondthebook.com. I'm Christopher Keneally. Thanks for listening, and join us again soon on CCC's Beyond the Book.